Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I don't
Manny's
really
out.
Like...
Ryan and Brad are in.
Come on.
This is the Manny Fry
I
Show.
I thought we had a flow going, then you played a liner.
You didn't even let me play a liner.
I love that you're about to play my special Wiggins America intro after just doing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was Brad's fault, obviously.
That was not my fault. One of us was on vacation.
You guys having some issues?
One of us was on vacation. You know what I noticed is that I do not shave at all when I am not here. And so this morning I was like, oh man, I'm in bad shape. And so kind of caught back up. But Joe online is saying that you, Ethan, are more of a lumberjack today. I can't really tell.
Ethan is a lumberjack.
Is that what scruffy Ethan looks like?
This is Ethan hasn't shaved for like a week.
Are you trying something or are you just lazy?
No, because when I try something, it just looks like patches of red hair.
Oh, that's not great.
No.
You know what's funny?
This is not me trying anything. This is me being lazy. Let me make that clear.
I had heard when I went to Japan that people would stare at you if you were not Japanese. And okay. I didn't see a lot of that. Like, our whole party is all, like, it was me and my friend and my wife, and we're all, obviously all white Americans. And we didn't get a lot of that. I think because we're in Tokyo and, like, there's tons of people in Tokyo.
Sure.
You know, you see people all the time. But I did get some of it. And you know why I got stared at? And even people would, like, I saw people kind of doing the little bring their phone up out of their pocket and take a fake picture, like, act like they're doing something else.
Is that Ryan Wiggins?
But they're taking a picture
from
of me.
From the Annie Fry Show?
And I was like, that can't, no. My mind didn't even go there. I'm in Tokyo.
You never know.
But I realized later that one of my friend who's married to a Japanese girl, she said, I think they were taking pictures of you because of your facial hair. Because Japanese men have a tough time growing facial hair. Some people do, but it's very little.
Yeah.
And my beard's big and full, Brad. You got the same thing. Where people would be like, oh, wow. You know, they could take a picture of it. Or they'd stare at you just because you had a big beard. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You want to touch it? No, don't. That's weird.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's because I was wearing jeans or something like that.
Yeah, they all wear flannel.
Pajamas.
Khakis. Yeah. They all wear khaki shorts and sandals. Ready for Ethan's America?
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Not Wiggins America. Ethan's America. Ethan's America.
I hate you more and more every time I hear that.
Did you play it when I was gone?
Yeah.
I didn't play anything.
Did you? Yeah. Okay, good.
Don't look at me when you ask that stupid question.
That gets
question.
Played every time Ethan does Wiggins America.
Thank you.
Your stupid questions out of your stupid mouth.
What kind of dumb topic
you have? Coming from your stupid face.
What's your stupid topic?
So we started a conversation last week, the first day that you were gone. Boy, was that a great day. And it was on Americans doing the strangest things, things that people here in America do that people from other countries look at and they're like, what? Why do you do that?
I just gave you a perfect intro to that with the Japanese story.
You did radio things.
I didn't even know I was doing it.
You did radio things.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even connect it either. So we're going to act like I did, though, even though I just said I didn't. So there's a bunch of great things on this article mentioned, and we only got to a couple of them last week, so I figured let's continue on with this. The three that we mentioned, if you weren't a part of that segment last week, and Ryan, for you, were talking to strangers at the supermarket.
That's something that people in other countries definitely don't do?
Yes, that is what the article is saying, that these things, people from other countries find these things weird or odd about Americans.
Do you do that?
Talk to people at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
I can't say I'd do that a lot either. If I see somebody I know, I would.
Now, Annie told us, just make sure, or was it you, Brad? Maybe you said it. Don't talk to pregnant women.
No, Annie said that.
Annie said that.
Why? Well, there was somebody in our chat, but I think it was.
Do we remember why? It's because it had to do with, like, you know, who knows what they're getting, and, like, don't mess with pregnant women. I think that's what it had to do with.
Well, from my recollection, now I missed the day you were talking about this, but she said that a lot of people will walk up to pregnant women and just put their hands on your belly.
Oh.
And that's a violation of
yes. Like people
personal
you don't
space.
Know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not everybody, but yeah, there's enough people that think that that's okay that... Because they're reminiscing. Usually they're going, oh, when I was pregnant, it's usually women. I don't think it's guys. Although, maybe, I don't know.
Ryan, has anyone ever done that to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, that's not even a baby.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you see that? Did you see me start smiling over here?
It's
like
a gummy baby.
That was me thinking of asking you that.
Those are Hot Pockets. That's not even a baby in there. And I'm so proud. So I like it.
Just a few hours old.
I'm going to give birth like in a couple hours.
Oh, God. Okay. That's enough of
What's
that.
What's the next one, Ethan?
What's the next one?
The other two that we mentioned were giving guests a tour of your home. That was the second one. And then the third one was wearing shoes in the
Wait
house.
A minute. Why, is it because we have bigger houses?
No, like when you have someone over for dinner, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I guess it's custom here in America to show them your home, give them a tour of your home. That is weird to other people.
That seems so normal. Like, look at what I've got. You're showing it off. Like, is that weird?
behold my stuff.
Check out this wing of my home.
I read this last week, but I did enjoy this quote, so I'll read it here. This is from a Japanese visitor who describes it saying, "The Americans were very kind to invite me into their homes for dinner, but always, as soon as dinner was over, they would ask if I wanted to take a tour of their house as if it was some sort of monument. I really did not want to, but I could not tell them no, so I said, yes, please."
Why would you not want to? That's totally fun. I understand why you wouldn't in Japan, because the houses are very small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just don't have... Here's what's really weird. Another weird thing about Japan is that the houses are so small that, let's say you want to go do a weekend activity. You want to go camping or something. Well, they'll buy all of their camping gear, go camping, and then get rid of all of it because you can't store anything. Mm. You don't have room in your house. But they like doing the same stuff as anybody else would, but they just can't keep all the stuff.
I couldn't make it in that sort of environment.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have like 2 minutes left until the segment's over, so we should probably do some like new ones, shouldn't we?
Sure.
Is that fair?
Oh, okay. This is all the ones you've already done?
I told you. These are the ones we already did.
I wasn't listening to that.
Honing on them. I'm like, okay, Brian, we got to move on here. Americans give hugs. You guys give hugs?
No, I don't.
You guys hug givers?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I'm a hugger.
I'm not a hugger.
I like hugs.
I like hugs.
This lady from Spain says that she missed her... country's traditional kisses on the cheeks while she studied in the U.S. for a year. But they said that was replaced with hugs. You know, that's a thing, like, you know, like, mwah, mwah, mm-hmm. on each cheek. Foreigners observe that Americans tend to stand far apart by their standards, stretching out a hand for you to shake. And then when you least expect it, someone will give you a great big hug. There is nothing worse than going in for a handshake and someone going back for a hug.
Yeah.
I'm all about hugs, but the interaction when you get it wrong, that is terrible.
Yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward. I like the hugs, though. Like, if I know it's coming, I'm fine with it. You know what I recently read, though, and I wonder if there's truth to this, that if you are a man of dating age and a woman hugs you, that means she likes you. 100% true?
I don't know. I've never been a woman before.
If they hug you, it means they like you?
Yeah, if a woman hugs you, it means she's into you.
I'm going to go ahead. If she's going in first, I think I understand. Yeah, I think I back that.
It doesn't mean
that
you're...
It depends on how long you know one another, but I could see that.
It doesn't mean that you are reciprocating. You're just, if she goes in for the hug, it's because she has some sort of affection for you. Usually it's that she likes you.
This one made me laugh. Americans don't walk.
That's true.
Of course they walk, right? But foreigners from many countries are surprised that Americans don't walk to do daily business like shopping, going to work or school or church, because obviously, you know, cars everywhere, and everything also is just so much more spread out.
Yeah, here. We got a big country, houses. We'll show them to you.
I was going
to
say, that's one of the things that a lot of Europeans and people from foreign countries don't understand is how big the United States actually is. Like, if you drove for 5 hours in England, you end up in Scotland and you're at the top of the island. You drive 5 hours in Texas, fall asleep, drive 5 more hours, and you're still in Texas.
The author had some in-laws in town, it says, and they came and they visited another family member in the Seattle area. They walked several miles, it says, to the grocery store, and the police were so thrown off they stopped and they asked if they were okay.
That's pretty funny.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, the way we view people walking, you're like, what's wrong with that guy?
Okay? Did your car break down? Do you guys need a lift?
Why are you choosing to do that when, guy, like, you could just, like, not?
Yeah, at least get on a Segway, my man. Like, do something. All right. We'll take a short break. Thank you for the reused material. Appreciate that. Great Wiggins
That's
America
what I do.
There. 12:57. We will be right back with more of the Annie Fry Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.